You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I mean, this is a sport that's on the precipice of irrelevance.
The games are taking over 3.5 hours. Playoff games are taking over 4 hours.
Game's too long, too slow. Who cares?
This is a situation where baseball's in trouble to begin with.
The MLB is officially dead.
Baseball is dead.
Rest in peace.
We got Johnny Gomes in the house today. We're at the, I don't even know what studio you would call this, but Jake's here. Johnny Gomes is here.
I'm in the flesh.
Joey's here. Dallas is drinking a beer at 9 o'clock in the morning. It's his goddamn day off.
Holla.
Guys, going to Anaheim after this?
Yeah, Anaheim. The Halos, Halos, Halos.
To watch a couple good hitters.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We've,
Taylor Ward. We just,
yes.
We yeah. just saw him recently. I got a full taste of that. Not really a full taste because David Fletcher on the IL still. But yeah, I got a pretty solid
Max Stassi in the ball.
Got a pretty solid taste. Yeah, Stass still wearing it. Zook still wearing it.
Yeah,
Rondon swinging left handed.
Yeah, he is swinging left handed, hitting tanks.
New switch hitter.
Christ.
I think the only reason why I haven't said the name Shohei Ohtani yet is because. I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Dallas, does Shohei have a restraining order against you yet?
Whoa, why would he have a restraining order against
me? I didn't know
if
legally we could say the name Shohei Ohtani while you're on the show. I didn't realize if the restraining order expired or what's going on there.
No, absolutely. He knows. I mean, more so than any jockstrap he'll ever wear, I'm his biggest supporter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if supporter is the S word that I would use.
Yeah, it's not stalker. I don't know his address.
Okay.
Yep.
I sure faced that dude out in Japan.
You faced Shohei Ohtani.
In Japan.
What year is this?
It was 2016. And I sure didn't fly 15 hours. That shit.
Wait, you faced Shohei Ohtani in 2016?
Yeah.
In Japan. What was he on the gun then? Probably still.
Hunge.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. What's that look like? What's that feel like?
Yeah, no chance. But what stuck out.
One AB?
Two, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. I just wanted to get to 3-2, and then I knew the punch was coming. Slider in the dirt, full swing.
Did it 500 full swing, times. Full
yep.
commit.
Yep. Yeah, but that's what stood out to me the most was his slider.
Okay.
A lot of those guys are north-south fastball split. He threw a slider that started behind me, went to the other batter's box, and I was like, yep.
Yeah.
We got a guy here.
Yeah. I want to say Shohei Ohtani's whiff rate on his slider has gone up like 20-something percent since last year. Like his slider has gotten better this year.
Yeah, look. Well, just look at the whiff rate on his split.
Yeah, it's all just super whiff. Yeah. Super whiff.
Super whiff guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very whiffly.
Super whiff. Extremely whiffly. No whip.
Imagine having to step into the box against Shohei Ohtani. In 2016, you're what? 35? Yeah. Yeah. You still got something left in the tank there.
Yeah. Yeah, but still no interest.
What was this?
Not in that.
Yeah.
Not in that.
What was the second AB like?
I'm definitely a punch. Yeah. But yeah, everyone was like super excited about the big cartoon character American like taking him deep.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah.
Nah, not happening.
Nah, no, I don't. Nah. That's Chundo, wipeout, split, wipeout, slide piece. Yeah. Yeah. I care a lot. I don't think I got that.
Yeah. Speaking of being super excited though, you've all waited 12 years for this.
Oh, it's electric.
12 years you've waited for this. We just found out about it 10 minutes ago. But I guess Joey dug up Daryl Strawberry had some comments about Dallas Braden and his incident with Alex Rodriguez. And all of us, the only person that's here, Jake is here, Dallas is here, Johnny's here, Joey's here. The only person that has heard this is Joey. So you're getting a live, totally rational, not bitter reaction from Dallas Braden as it pertains to Daryl Strawberry's comments about him. And this was This was 12 years ago.
12 years ago?
What year was the Get Off My Mouth? That was 2010, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Same year as the Perfect Game. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Was the Get Off My Mouth before or after it was right before, right?
Before, yeah.
Okay. So we're talking about almost to the day, a dozen years that this has just been just sitting there.
Just brewing. a piece of shit loser lefty.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I want to hear this. Is it? It's funny, Joey.
Yeah.
How do you anticipate, before we play the audio, how do you anticipate Dallas reacting to this? What's his reaction going to be if you could predict it?
I really can only speak for myself, but I'll never see Strawberry the same.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
Wow. I see him. It's over.
It's over for Strawberry. Okay.
Well, I don't know if that speaks. I don't know if that speaks to how bad what we're about to hear is, or Joey, is that a sign of how solid our friendship is already, my friend? Because I'd like to believe the latter, but you know, I don't know.
The suspense is killing me. I can't handle
you'll
it.
You'll see for yourself, bro, but some things can't be forgiven.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Okay. All right, Jake, please, the audio.
All right, let me talk to you about this Alex Rodriguez stuff that's going on. Now, Dallas Braden
this is Michael
said
K,
that
right?
Alex Rodriguez came across the mound. That's
Dallas
disrespect.
Who?
That's what? Why I said Dallas who. Now, first of all, let me ask you this. Have you ever heard that that if you're at third base and you have to go back to first, that you can't step on the mound?
Never heard of it.
Ever, right?
Ever.
So when he's saying this is completely new to you.
It's totally new to me. I've never heard any rule of it. I mean, you know the rights as a player, you know. It just depends on, you know, who's on the mound at that particular time.
So Alex walks over the mound. This guy starts going nuts. And yesterday, he kind of says that he's going to take care of the guy when they play each other again. Now, Alex is pretty much handling this by not saying much. What would you do if you were in Alex's shoes?
Is he a pitcher?
Yeah.
He is?
Yep.
I probably would knock him out.
What? Oh. What?
You mean with your fist or with the...
With my fist.
Really? How would you do that?
Well, eventually he's got to pitch to me, right?
Right.
So, you know, the first hit batter, you know, if I ground it out, fly it out, I just rest him out and teach him a lesson. You know, shut your mouth. You, who you think you are? You know, I've been in this league for a very long time. You know, this is... Well, that's the way I used to think. You know, I wasn't Mr. Nice Guy when it came to guys popping off in the paper and saying things. And, you know, this guy hasn't established himself. Alex Rodriguez is an established ball player. He's an established major league ball player, bona fide Hall of Famer. So, okay, what, he made a mistake or something. You know, he ran across the mound. I don't think he did it intentionally. So what are you popping off for? I mean, this kid probably don't even have a cup of coffee in the big leagues. He probably would have got about two or three wins together. So who is he?
That's fair. That's a fair point.
Say things like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, his record is 17-23.
That speaks for itself.
And he's run. You know, he's making $420,000 a year, which is a little bit over the minimum, and it's not bad for everyday people, but it's certainly, you know, on the low totem pole of Major League Baseball.
Okay. Wow.
That's a hot take.
Yeah, Daryl Strawberry said he would knock you the fuck out, Dallas. first he said that. Then he also said that it was a mistake. That it wasn't. It was very intentional that Alex ran across the mound.
For sure.
But I'm trying to unpack what just happened here, and it sounds like you have to fight Daryl Strawberry.
I need Jake Paul to get involved in this.
Yeah. Going down. How old is Daryl Strawberry right now? He's got to be what, in his 50s? Maybe.
Daryl who?
Yeah.
Daryl who?
How many wins does he have?
Yeah. How many big league wins does Daryl Strawberry have? Can we check the back of his pitching baseball card?
Daryl Strawberry turned 60 this past March.
Glad to see him make it there.
He made it.
Glad to see him make it there.
Days might be numbered if this fight happens.
That's, I mean, Dallas don't fight fair. He fight dirty. So your reaction.
I would absolutely bite. There's a 100% chance of that happening.
Yeah, 12 years later.
That's a hot take. My guess is he never even saw the video. That would be my initial guess, is he has no idea what it actually looked like. And that's what I always tell people, is to just go and check the video, and you can see there's maybe 2 feet, maybe 3 feet between myself and the rubber, and that dickhead runs right over it. So it's not like he was over the back side of the mound, no problem. Like, that's where I'm doing the work, right there. And he ran right over it.
Well, he also said he'd never heard of that. Didn't know it was a rule. Like, I think everyone.
Yeah, Johnny Gomes, you have a situation where there's a foul ball, two outs, you're busting it on contact, you're going first to third, it's foul, you got to go back to first base. Would you have, it doesn't matter if it's a 17 and 23 pitcher on the mound or it's Greg Maddux out there. Would you run across the mound if the pitcher's there or not, would you run across the mound?
The only way I would run across the mound is to be disrespectful.
Mm.
Right? It would 100% on my mind know what I'm doing and I'm trying to be disrespectful. So in saying that, I never did that and did know to not do that unless you were trying to be a dick.
And my response to his, this is funny having this conversation 12 years down the road. my whole thing was like, look, bro, when you get to the big leagues, and yeah, there's a level of you got to establish yourself and there's a hierarchy there. I understand that straight up. That though, like, just to put it in animalistic, like, barbaric terms, that's a dude that's a bull that I have no problem hooking horns with. Not telling you that I'm going into that fight confident, like me, A-Rod, on the diamond. I'm not confident that I'm going to win that fight. But I'm not afraid at all to engage. Like, that's not and those two things need to be very, made very clear. But that's a big separator, I think, for a lot of people, which is why I've always begged for the hockey rule. Come on. 30 seconds. Because if I got the hockey rule there, if the hockey rule is in play, 30 seconds, believe that. We roll up that fucking 6-4-3 and it's fucking hook him up, me and you, right behind second base, buddy. Let's go. We got 30 seconds. Because worst case scenario, what happens? He embarrasses me in front of, what, 12,000 fans?
Max. 12,000? Where the fuck are you getting that number from?
It's 2010, bud.
Yeah.
We're hot.
No, I don't think so.
Well, watch the game. It's not like Dallas is the only pitcher that really cared about that. Like, that shit never happened.
No, not, yeah. And with that dude, like, with the, and him just being like, him just being who he is, like, no, man, come on. Like, I've said so many times, ton of respect for the guy, ton of respect for his ability to play the game. Like, there's no, you can't be an idiot and just like ignore that. No, not at all. But we all know. And the track record was what it was already at the time. So, no, fuck all that.
Did anything happen before that? Why do you have any idea why he would run on the mound?
No, like it's, I'm sure it's just, it's gamesmanship, if you will. But that's a level of where you're at. Like I said, like, that's like me walking up to the batter's box and walking through where you settle in. Where you're manicuring the dirt, where you've got your footprints established, you're trying to get in there spike for spike.
By the way, Dallas, you won that game.
What's that?
You got the win. You beat CC Sabathia that game.
You goddamn right I did.
Yeah. Andrew Bailey with the save. Dallas improved to 3-0 that day. I'm only here for the attendance, though. Let me see what that figure.
Whoa, get out of there. Get out of there. Attendance doesn't matter. The faithful saw it. That's what matters.
I just want to see. I want to see how many people were there.
Shout out CeCe, beating CeCe in his home. In his home park.
Two hometown guys going at it.
Wow. The attendance that day for the get off my mound game.
What set the over under?
Dallas, throw out a guess. How many people were there that day?
I'm going to say 18,700.
I'll take the over.
It is the over. 21,986 paid, ticketed fans.
For yeah. sure.
Came yeah, to see that dazzled. Moment in time.
You got the show got Yankees dazzled. And you got two hometown kids hooking horns.
Wow.
Two lefties.
Yeah. Two lefties. Yeah. CeCe yeah. puts asses in the seats.
Oh, yeah. CeCe's the draw. Let's not get it twisted. In the Oakland versus New York matchup in Oakland, starring CeCe Sabathia.
Mm.
Also featuring Dallas Braden.
Gave up a couple tanks that day, Dallas.
It happens, bro. Solo tank, sir.
Yeah. Six innings, six hits, two earned runs, a walk, two strikeouts, because, you know, then two homers.
Let that defense work, Robbins. Hey, how many barrels? Just two. That's all good.
Just two.
Catching fly balls.
Who hit them?
Territory.
Who hit the homers?
Teixeira? No.
Yep.
He hit a 3-1 backdoor slide piece, if I don't recall. And then hold on. Was it Gian? No, it wasn't Gian. No.
Soriano.
Huh?
Soriano?
Nope.
No. Oh man.
Jorge.
He's the left fielder.
Hideki.
Righty. Got pinch hit for later in the game by Curtis Granderson.
Ooh.
Later became a hitting coach, I believe.
What?
Think, right?
Who?
2010 left.
Yeah. He's a coach.
Wow.
Need it.
Who is it?
Marcus Thames.
Who?
Thames. Is it Thames?
Thames.
Thames. There's so many of the THs that some of them are soft, some of them are hard.
Yeah. Good story, though, against Thames when he was in Detroit. We're in Detroit. I broke four of his bats in one at bat, and he had to keep going back to the bat right. And like his like guys on the team went and grabbed their bats like out of the cubby. We're like, nope.
It's $1,000 at bat.
Yeah, and the at bat ended in a broken at bat.
Oh my gosh!
What are the odds? What are the odds of breaking four at bats? Four bats in one at bat. I don't know. But I do know, Dallas, that you can slide into stacks of cash this baseball season with DraftKings Sportsbook. It's an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. New customers can bet just $5 on any team to win and get $150 in free bets, no matter what, win or lose. Looking to turn a small bet into a big payday during MLB season? With DraftKings same game parlays, you can do just that. Create your own parlay by combining multiple bets. Like which team will win, how many bases will be stolen, total runs, and more. It's your shot at an even bigger payout. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. Best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use the promo code Jared, J-A-R-E-D. Bet just $5 and get $150 in free bets no matter what happens on the field. That is promo code Jared. At DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See the show notes for details. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Before we get into some of the major baseball news here, the Oakland Coliseum, which Johnny, you also called home twice, right?
Oh, yes.
Jesus Christ. The Oakland Coliseum home twice. This, I guess you, I don't want to call it a ballpark. It's not a ballpark. It's more of just an
cathedral?
Albatross.
You could say cathedral.
It's a,
the Mecca.
It's making headlines fair. Left and right. For all the wrong reasons.
Site of back-to-back-to-back world championships. And
yeah, I don't know if you saw this, Johnny.
I did.
There's a couple different things. There was a TikTok that was going viral because someone was sitting in, what is it, the diamond section?
Dallas? I don't know. I didn't see the TikTok. I don't know where they were sitting.
It's the section behind home plate that's supposed to be the most luxurious seating that the Oakland A's offer. And it looks like, have you ever see those TikToks where people go to like those abandoned malls and they
it's like a haunted house?
And they're like, oh man, like this place, it's been abandoned for 20 years, but it remains untouched. It's exactly, they left everything here. That was the TikTok of the Oakland Coliseum, only they're still using it. They still play Major League Baseball games there. And it looks like it was this stadium that was abandoned like Chernobyl and was left there for 30 years. Do you have any memories of playing there? Just when you were on that team being like, damn, I'm in the fucking big leagues. This is it right here.
Yeah. I mean, you wonder if the original Coliseum's in better shape right now. It's fucking 1,000 years old. They used to fight lions and shit.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Dallas, every year, book it, there's the sewage backup.
Yeah, and the dugouts.
Yep. It's like human feces ripping through ground of Major League Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like, happened again.
Yeah.
When I don't think it's that common.
No.
I really don't.
No, I don't think so either. Yeah.
But yeah, you shit's in the dugout again. I will scoop it up. Be all right.
You'll be all right.
Yep. Game at 7.
And then there was another story this past week where there was a possum on the loose in the press box.
Not anymore.
This possum was an absolute menace, causing chaos with the media, the broadcasters alike. And finally, that son of a bitch was brought to justice because lo and behold, Mr. Texas Tech himself, Dallas Braden, with his bare hands, reined in this possum.
Those guys there, though, they can check in. I remember, playing a Monday or a Tuesday after a Raiders game.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking football field. And then you run out there Monday or Tuesday, and it's perfect.
Yeah.
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 I don't know.
He was, let me get one thing straight. I was not the one who barehanded this possum. Why? Because there was a live Major League Baseball game unfolding at the exact moment that this possum was secured, was captured.
Yeah.
I did, however, spend the better part of the pregame wrangling this possum, like with said trash can, and cornering him and trying to move a cart. Like it got extensive, but we turned it over to the professionals once they arrived, and they took care of it once the little fella reappeared.
So it's possum,
but yes,
it was in the press box.
It was
that's
in the broadcast
a long
booth.
Way, probably from his home.
Oh, big time.
Yeah,
big
time. He's logging miles. He's got to go upstairs, elevator.
Oh, yeah. If this were a box score, Dallas, who gets the W for wrangling the possum? Would you get the save? Like, I feel like you contributed. And so, like, how are you handling the scoring of this?
I get the hold.
Okay.
I get the hold.
All right.
I get the hold because we were able to get it to a state where we could win the ball game.
Yeah.
Right? Like we keep it here and we're good to go. Like I feel like we've got a shot because we've been able to move some things. We've been able to secure some escape routes. And this is pretty much a one way in, one way out scenario now. So once he reappears, we're going to be good to go. I just, again, I can't get the win here. I can't get the save because there's a fucking big league ball game going on that I got to call. So
you're saying if you weren't calling the game, you would have wrangled this thing, picked him up by the back of the neck like that that raccoon at the, who was that, Arkansas?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, did I not? Hold on. You know what? Let me, I'll send the group.
Well, like I was thinking, like, if you guys did release him, I mean, that's a good, like, quarter mile.
Yeah. Like,
that parking lot is gigantic.
Huge.
To get into the stadium, up to the press box.
My bet is that he was born there. I think he lived in the
which means
shadows.
There's more.
There's definitely more. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, like this is a generation of possum who's probably never seen actual like ground. You know?
Yeah, you're probably doing him a disservice by releasing him back into the wild because all he knows is the walls of the Coliseum.
His great grandparents were at the 89 World Series.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. You just evicted a lifelong resident of the Oakland Coliseum. How do you feel about that?
I did not.
Oh,
do
now
that.
You don't want credit.
This freaking guy survived the 89 earthquake.
Yeah.
Could not survive this year's broadcast. Right? Unreal.
Yeah. Yeah. What did you just send us, Dallas? We got a video here. Oh, it's a video of the possum. We could probably throw that up on the TV behind us, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a lot of technology here. Technology.
Yeah, it looks like you guys are.
Did you guys win the game? I mean, are we doing Rally Possum t-shirts now?
Yeah.
We don't. That's not really a discussion that. Yeah.
Let's do a live check in on the Oakland A's record. I mean, I'm holding myself accountable as well. I mean, the Boston Red Sox have turned their season around. So, I mean, there's no ammo there. But yeah, the Oakland A's are now in the basement. Yikes. The last place green and gold Oakland A's are 16-24.
You have sit here and bashed our great cathedral. You have bashed.
Look at this possum. Look at the possum.
Look at this guy. God.
That thing's cute as hell. Yeah. You want to kick him out?
That thing is dead now. They've murdered it. Thanks, Dallas.
What do you think the status of this possum is right now? Can you tell us where they put it?
They killed it.
I do not know. No, look, come on. There's no way they just exterminated that guy. They moved him. They moved him to a sanctuary, I'm sure.
In a way, moving him
to the bleachers.
Yeah. Like, you did exterminate him by where you ended up putting this guy. Come on.
That dude looks hungover as shit, too. He has no idea what planet he's on.
Well, as soon as his eyes hit the light, he's like, oh my gosh! No!
Rally possums.
Yeah, how do the Oakland A's not adopt a rally possum at this juncture?
We have what? What are you talking about?
Like, how does this guy not have like you build him a tank and put him in the main concourse area? People can come and see and take pictures with the possum.
The rally possum is only like he's endeared to a certain extent, right? That's it. You can't. Yeah, I mean, you can't build a fucking live statue to the rally possum, Jared. Okay. You can't do it.
That's baseball, baby. I mean, how many teams? Were you on the Mantis Royals team?
I was not.
What year was that?
There's been all kinds of shit, right? It seems like it's always in St. Louis. Right? Didn't that cat or squirrel run through the dude's legs?
Yeah, there's like a black cat. But, I mean, the Royals had a Mantis. Yeah, there's been plenty of rally animals. And the fact that the Oakland A's are like, hey, we got something here. Let's kill it.
Yeah.
Just speaks volumes to that organization.
They didn't kill it. Jesus.
We don't know that.
We
don't know that.
We don't have confirmation.
I heard they shot that fucker in the face.
They did not shoot it.
That would have been sick.
Billy Bean made a call.
The
bro.
Rally Billy possum Bean was like, versus the rally monkey in Anaheim.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Right.
Ooh, I definitely take I got the possum in that.
Possum
well, did you
monkey?
Ever hear this Tony La Russa when a cat ran on the field in Oakland? And the guy adopted
That's
it.
Why he Kept started it. ARF.
ARF, yeah, the whole charity.
There you go.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Huge charity.
What does it stand for? Is it an acronym?
Animals.
Yeah.
Animal something, Rescue.
Something Animal Rescue Foundation.
Oh. And thanks. Shout out to Tony La Russa for that.
Yeah, what's your charity going to be named? Saving Possums.
Yeah.
In Northern California.
Yeah.
No.
No.
You raise money for for fucking firearms to shoot possums.
Wow. Joey's the one. It didn't happen. Will you guys? Jesus Christ. Nobody shot a possum.
We don't know that. Again, let's just double down. We cannot confirm that at this time. We're recording on May 19th around 1 p.m. Eastern. And we cannot confirm that possum is alive. And we certainly cannot confirm that it hasn't been shot.
I can confirm it was safely and harmlessly removed.
Would you name it? You got to name it. Nothing.
I didn't name him anything. You can't name him because then you get attached.
Yeah, because then he gets a personality and then you feel bad when you shoot it.
I definitely didn't shoot it.
Somebody did.
We don't know that.
Yeah, exactly. That's the problem. Another thing that we don't know is the status of Max Scherzer, who was pitching last night. And
you know,
like that's why I am actually concerned about this, because you know it's bad when Max Scherzer takes himself out of a game. Like, this is a dude that has gone out there with a broken face, fucking bleeding, black eyes everywhere, in the playoff run 2019. Was it the 20 strikeout game? He had some sort of ridiculous start when he had, like, the broken face. I feel like Joey would know this because you've done
that. Yeah, he had 19 strikeouts, I think, maybe 17. Yeah. He had a lot of strikeouts with the fucking black guy.
And he also, what about in the playoffs when he woke up with a fucking broke neck and just couldn't pitch? And then he did.
And then they won the World Series. I believe he's going for an MRI today. We don't have the exact details at this juncture, but it looks like the last update was from SNY. It was the 87th pitch. Yeah, there's no update other than.
But dude, if this is an oblique or if this is an intercostal, like he even I believe he said.
He said, "I don't think this is a major strain. Hopefully, I got out of there quick enough to prevent a major injury here."
So, what I glean from that is, he knows that there was a little bite there, and if he were to continue to do it, it could be something bigger.
Mm-hmm. Like, so hopefully, tear?
Like he said, it's just a matter of a little snag. And he's like, you know what? Nope. Can't do it. Not going to do it. So hopefully him like emphatically, because he was like, no, man, shutting this down. Like, it's not happening. It is not happening. We're done here. Hopefully that just means like, he's like, I felt it. I know that if I throw another pitch the way I have to throw another pitch, I'm going to rip something off of something. And I don't want to do that. So what sucks about this is the fact that this is now the third guy on the IL on that staff that has been fucking dealing, or that has the potential to deal, because DeGrom is not, I mean, he just hasn't been pitching. But this is like silver lining, Chris Bassitt. Thank God you locked that fucking guy up, huh? Thank God you went and got Seabass, because his line, his season line is like essentially lock and step with Scherzer right now. Minus one start. He's one start behind Scherzer, and they're essentially the same dude right now.
How many ABs you got against Scherzer, Johnny?
I got a decent amount when he was in Detroit.
What'd that look like?
Big slider guy again.
big slider guy again.
But he did get taken off the Green Monster in the ALCS.
He did?
Yeah.
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 When it counts, baby. Yep.
Yeah.
Who in a 7-game series, Mets Dodgers, what's that end up with?
Ooh.
With all their guys
healthy. I was gonna say, yeah, is DeGrom and Scherzer.
Both sides healthy. Kershaw, DeGrom.
Johnny Gomes 2-for-6 against Max Scherzer. That's not including the postseason. Couple tickets.
Run the postseason.
Mets Dodgers in a 7-game series. What does that look like? I think it goes 7. Man.
Right now it goes seven. The Mets don't have DeGrom. No. The Mets don't have Scherzer. No, the Mets don't
Dallas,
have
Dallas, I know that you're on your day off and you're sipping on fucking whatever margaritas over there, but Johnny just said if both sides are healthy.
Even Kershaw.
Oh.
Yeah. If both teams are healthy, Kershaw's ready to go. You got Kershaw, Bueller, Scherzer, DeGrom. What's that look like?
It's probably, I mean, from there, you got to go depth matchup.
I guess you got who's deeper. Bullpen do you like better?
I don't know. I don't know that it's necessarily about the bullpen.
Is Price in the bullpen?
Let's put him in the bullpen.
Okay.
I think it is really more about the quality of the depth of the bench, because both teams are going to be matching up. And with the way the game is played today, that's what's important in the postseason is bullpen depth, bullpen matchups. But what do you got to do on the other side of that is you got to be able to match up at the plate. So whoever you know they're going to be deploying in a leveraged spot, do you have the depth to match up when they go get a lefty to face two out of three of your big lefties and maybe you got to make a move here? Do you have the depth, right? Do you have a Johnny Gomes waiting? Do you have a Johnny Gomes gripping the fuck, creating sawdust out of his bat handle, staring a hole through his skipper, saying, you're gonna feed me that fucking lefty, or
you
what
wanna
are we
win
doing
this
here?
Game, Skip? You wanna win this fucking game, Skip?
What are we come fucking doing
door.
Here?
Come and knock on my door.
Yeah, because I've seen it.
If you think, like, so DeGrom and Scherzer, there's no one better in the bullpen.
Right.
So it's more of how fast can you get that dude to 100 pitches?
Right.
20 pitches an inning, he's out in the fifth or sixth.
Just for the record, the Dodgers have a one-game lead on the Mets for best record in the the National League, but the Dodgers' run differential is about double the Mets.
So that's just, yeah.
We're talking plus 83 versus plus 43. When to Dallas's point about the depth, I mean, there's no one deeper in baseball than the Dodgers.
No, and I mean, and you can almost, like, is it a go around the horn situation where you go position by position and whether or not the Dodgers check out ahead at the end of that comparison, what they're able to do overall late in games, just day in, day out, it's almost like a smothering effect, just a fucking tidal wave of matchup capability.
I feel like I already know the answer, but Joey, would you even give the Mets a chance in a best of seven series against the Dodgers?
Yeah, they get a game. They probably score. I think that Dodgers lineup is just way better. It kind of comes, I think their pitching's worse. I mean, the Dodgers losing Scherzer is kind of like a big deal, if we're going to lie. I mean, looking at their starters right now, Walker, Urias, and then Kershaw, but then Gosselin, Tyler Anderson. I feel like they're, you know, the Dodgers may need some work to do in the starting pitching realm.
Yeah. That's what pisses me off the most, though, is like you see Yankee fans and Dodger fans are complaining about the holes that they have right now. Well, they're both sitting atop the league with the best records. Like the Yankees, like Chapman shit his pants against the Orioles the other night. And Yankee fans are like, we got a fucking problem in the ninth inning, man. They've got like, I think they're one of three teams in the wild card era to start off whatever, 28-9 or better. They're off to a historic start. And they're like, we're fucked, man. This ninth inning situation is fucked. And then Dodger fans, I mean, we need more firepower in the rotation. Fuck
it's true.
Guys.
The Yankees are the most spoiled team. They lose one game and I'm like, oh, they probably won't care. They've won 30 in a row. And they're like, what the fuck? What is this bullpen management? This is bullshit.
Fire Aaron Boone. Yeah, it's almost like Aaron Boone wasn't the problem last year. Weird.
Well, they just want to wake up to a W. They don't care how they get it, and if they get it, they're good. If they don't get it, they've got something. There's a reason why you lost, right? Doesn't matter.
If you look at the starting,
or God forbid, the freaking stadium they're playing in is a little further and left. You see them complaining about the stadium when it's literally like, I get it, Camden Yards is cheap, but if the team is, Yankees shouldn't be the team saying that. Like, how often do other teams say that about them? And they're like, what the hell? Like, same park. And then they're going to complain?
Is that not ironic? The pitching on the trade market coming up is going to be extremely light.
Yeah, this free agent class sucks.
Well, no, the trade deadline.
Oh, the trade deadline. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what's going to be available then, but I'm talking fucking free agent class is going to blow. I don't know. I mean, we're in May. I don't want to jump into fucking the trade deadline right now, but a lot of people are already throwing out columns. I don't want to talk about half of them. People are talking about fucking
Xander.
No.
JD.
Talking about Xander?
I've heard.
Whoa, your mic just fell down. No, I mean, that's a sign right there.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Your team sucks.
That's a sign.
Hey.
That's a sign.
I just looked it up.
Is that a literal physical collapse?
I just looked it up right now. Okay. In the month of May.
God was like, no, we're going to remove this from my what's about to come out of his mouth is going to be devastating.
The best records in baseball belong to the New York Yankees, the Houston Astros, the Los Angeles Dodgers, and wait for it, the Texas Rangers. Jake, can you tell me what the significance of half those teams are to me right now?
They're not the Red Sox.
Well, the Red Sox just took a series from half those teams. The four best teams in baseball, the Red Sox just won back-to-back series against those teams. So before you take another sip of that fucking Corona, whatever that is. We've had a good week. Means
where are you at overall?
We've had a good week. You haven't even had a good day.
Nitpicking, Crow. Since
the best win was beating the Possum.
Yeah. The most notable thing to happen to the Oakland A's season so far this year is that you caught a possum.
That's just not true. That's true. Simply not true.
Joey, is that true?
It was a pretty good moment. That's not really a dig. I think that's better than most.
It's
teams.
Cool.
I mean, catching a possum in the fucking
booth. I'd say that's the most social media engagement that the Oakland A's have garnered this year has been about a goddamn possum. You have the Red Sox taking back-to-back series against two of the best teams in the whole goddamn league. And you want to come at me? No. Not today. Not today on fucking, what's today? Thursday? No.
It's my day off.
Yeah. Speaking of the Red Sox, Johnny Gomes is in Boston. Why are you here? You're going to Fenway for a fucking rainout tonight?
He's here because they had to hire someone to go and retrieve all the fucking home run balls that have been flying out of that goddamn ballpark.
Won the series.
My God, Carrabas, what the fuck happened the other night?
So that was like we go over the rundown before every podcast, and the second item that was placed on the rundown is Dallas being like, well, we got to talk about Nathan Eovaldi gave up 5 home runs and they won the series. Who cares?
I care. It's a historical moment.
No, it's not.
Did we talk about historical things?
Everyone's already moved on from that. No one cares.
No.
Jake, do you care?
Historical moment.
Not at all.
Jake doesn't give a shit. Joey, do you care about that?
Yeah. I think you got to care.
No.
No, you do. Because it's against the Astros, right? So is he tipping?
Tipping.
Yeah.
Is that what it was? He was tipping?
Yeah. He actually mentioned something about that after the game. He's like, I'm going to have to go look at the tape. And I mean, Nathan Eovaldi is not a give up 5 fucking home runs in an inning starter. He's a baller.
I wouldn't look. Or the 5 run fastball.
There you go. Hey, Johnny, that's a good fucking thing to bring up right now. Because he was tipping. Yeah. He was tipping the heater.
Yeah.
We'll grant you one of the homers being legit, but the other 4 tipping.
No, those were legit because they went out of the park too. So those count.
They still count the same, but it only counts as one win when you look it up.
Yeah, and the homer. We're just talking about a moment within the game. Like, you're not a big win-loss guy, Jared, at the end of the day, right?
What do you mean? Like, for like starters?
You're a big moment guy.
I love moments.
Well, the biggest moment is coming back and waffling them the next day.
Exactly.
That's huge. Turning the page.
Big time.
Sure.
You got to have that closer mentality, even if you're not a closer.
Yep.
Yeah, Johnny Gomes knows all about that.
And how
that.
Do you not get into the bullpen where the fucking starter doesn't come out? Boom.
Yeah, no one
wants
to talk about
that. You just got to remember, 8 times. It's only happened 8 times.
What's that, CG?
No, somebody said 5 homers or giving up 5 homers in an inning.
Yeah, I'd love to say that I care, but I don't. We can move on.
I wanted to tell the people this is how rare it is. Just so that people had some context here.
Historical
before you move on here,
sure.
Because Jared might not want you to know about the rarity of giving up 5 tanks in one inning.
Yeah,
but I want you to know the rarity of giving up 5 tanks in one inning. The first time it ever happened, 1939.
Okay,
what a game.
So they've been playing this game a while before anybody had given up 5 tanks in one inning.
Who did it?
I don't know who did it. But I know the Giants as a team did it in 1939. Phillies hit 5 homers in a game, 1949. The Giants did it again in 1961. Then the Twins did it in 1966. Then the next time up, the Brew Crew, 2006. Right after them, the Nats, 2017. And then the Pinstripers in 2020.
It's common. Yeah.
Who the fuck did that? They did that in 2020?
Yeah.
I don't remember that. See, that's how insignificant it is. It just happened and I've already forgotten it.
Hey, but we're in the moment, Jared, right?
Yeah.
Be where your feet are.
Sure.
We're in the moment.
Present.
So we just wanted to relive that. That's all. Yeah. I know that might be painful. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Joey, you don't have cable, right?
Cable?
Wow.
Yeah, he's a young pup. He probably streams, right?
Yeah.
You don't have any cable.
I have my parents' password, so I can kind of like get cable that way, but you can stream.
I got a gas card, bro. Fuck yeah, it's on me.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Major League Baseball. I was looking at this right now, setting all kinds of records here. MLB TV has set numerous records for streaming through the first part of the 2022 season. Fans have watched more than 2.8 billion minutes of live games on MLB TV, the most watched 40-day period in the history of MLB TV. Total games watched are up 9% compared to last season's previously record total on MLB TV over the same time period. What else have we got here? I mean, that's basically the crux of it. More people are watching. We've had this conversation about blackouts a bunch of times.
There's Iowa. Still,
yeah, you can't watch like six different teams out there.
Terrible.
See what happens when you give the umpire a mic and you take away the catcher's signs?
Big time. People are
proof's
tuning
in. The pudding right there.
Do you think that's more because of people like Joey that are youngins that don't have cable, so they're just switching over to streaming?
Yes.
Or you think more? You think the same amount of people are watching baseball this year as in years past?
Well, you talk to someone, it's like you still have cable.
Like, I get cable.
Yeah, I don't have.
I'm like, lazy.
I don't.
Our place in Oakland, we don't have cable. Just straight up strictly streaming shit. That's all. That's it. The only reason I have cable here at home is for the girls. I mean, we could honestly, for my daughters, we could honestly get away with not having it because you could just bang out the Disney Channel and all the shit they got on Netflix and Apple TV and all the other like educational shit. Like they're like, you would never have to turn on cable for 1 minute, not for anything.
I've been off cable 2 years.
I feel like you only need cable for live sports.
You don't streaming now.
Yeah, but so for me, if this wasn't my job, I don't think I would have cable. But because I'm like live tweeting the highlights, and you want to be first to get those out there, there's a difference of 11 seconds could mean a ton of engagement on social media when sharing a highlight.
Yeah, we need your highlights.
Gotta have it. Where the kids are, they're on their phones.
Yep.
They ain't watching on TV.
Twitter.
Streaming. They're streaming on their phones. That's what they're doing.
We're looking for possum highlights.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, so Spin Zone, for all the people that are badgering Oakland A's attendance numbers.
Who said that? You feel like you're projecting. No one has talked. We were just talking about MLB streaming. We weren't talking about the Oakland A's.
They're staying home to watch the game on TV. How about that?
Exactly. I said that same thing.
You want to see
Dallas.
Records.
They don't want to see the freaking race. What do they do for fun there? What do they race in Oakland?
What do they
have? Dots. Dot race.
What do they race?
They do. Dot
race. Dot race.
But it's on the video board, right? Because they don't want to pay actual people to come in.
Because what would you say?
They don't want to pay people to come in and race.
Yeah, they don't want to pay people to come in and put on suits to race. So they just they put it on the video board and do it digitally.
They need to have like a sideshow in the seventh inning.
They need the flash, like Atlanta.
Where is it? Like Tijuana, they have baseball where it's just like, they've got cheerleaders on the dugouts. They've got they've got five different mascots per team. They've got all this
it's
shit.
It's just winter ball. It's winter ball.
Yeah, give me a second on that one. My first at bat in winter ball was on the road in Navajo of Mexico.
Okay.
Batting leadoff because I'm probably the fastest and best suit on the team. Like the Georgia. So we're on the road and I go in to dig in and the umpire gives me the stiff arm, like scoot back. Missing. So I scoot back. Both mascots come flying out of the dugout. They throw a chicken at each other. There's a legit cockfight at home plate to kick the game off.
A live chicken?
Yes.
Two live chickens.
This is absolutely electric.
Two
live chickens.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Two. But they didn't like fight to the death or anything, but it was just fucking got the people what they needed.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine the look on people's faces in America if two mascots just whipped their cocks out and started going at it
right
at home plate?
And the umpire goes around with his brush and is brushing off feathers
that from home plate.
From home plate. I was like, wow.
Did it motivate you?
I was fired up.
Yeah. Did you get a knock?
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
Triple crown of the league.
Yeah. I feel like Dallas, your international stories, you probably got some international stories. Do you not?
I got some fun international stories. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We had a benches clearing brawl in, this is great. I just met a dude who was like 9 at the time or whatever it was. I forget how old he told me he was in Puerto Rico at the game that we cleared the benches. Like we brawled, we had a fight, and like me and Brian Wilson at the time were on the team were heavily involved. And we were like, I was chasing a guy around this pile. And, I eventually like my shirt is off. Like, just it's a fucking scene. But our trainer, who is also like a part-time photographer, like instead of like he just busted the camera out and started taking pictures of the whole scene unfolding. So he's got awesome pictures, and me and the dude were like talking about it and shit. But yeah, that was a good time. International baseball is a great time.
Yes.
Big fan. I'd like to play international baseball.
You know what you gotta mix in? Freaking Savannah Bananas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Electric.
Are you doing it or you did already do it?
Already did it. 2 games in Kansas City.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. I was supposed to go in March, and the one game in spring training that we called was the weekend in like Florida or whatever, and I couldn't go.
Like, all the problems, I guess, that they're having in the big leagues, games too long, strikeouts, like all of it is solved in banana ball.
How?
Well, to kick it off, right? Like just like basketball, football, hockey, anything, there's a clock. First pitch, 2-hour time limit. Can't start a new inning after 2 hours.
Wait, what?
Yeah, 2 hours. You can't. So when the clock, there's a running clock.
So you have 2-hour games.
A 2-hour game, yeah.
And like, what if it's like the middle of the fifth? You just
can't
the
start
fifth?
A new one. Yeah. So you don't go into the sixth. So there's some strategy.
Right. Cause yeah, you're up against the clock.
Yeah. Okay. You're up against the clock. The scoring system. So it's not like total runs, it's like winning an inning. So say the visiting team scores 5, you come up and score 1. The score's not 5-1. It's
1-0.
Yeah.
So an aggregate score or whatever.
Yeah. So, and then the electric part, the visiting team scores 0. You come up, first pitch, solo homer, walk off.
Ah.
So you can get like 4 or 5 legit walk offs a game. The fans, I mean, it's like freaking Gatorade, ripping jerseys. And then you go in the dugout, grab your glove, and go play D.
That's dope.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yep.
Huh.
That's dope. Yeah, like the multi, that's a great way to look at it. The multi-walk, that's an awesome experience. 5 times a fucking game. That's great.
And so I was there 2 games. And once the ball's in play, it's real baseball.
Yeah.
You know, it's like legit. There were some good players. So I was there 2 games. There was never an in-inning pitching change. So if a dude lets up 4, you just mail it in and let him keep going.
Right.
Right? Because you just, it's
like, yeah, we lost the inning. It is what it is.
You just lost. So you're not down. Say they score 10.
Yeah.
In an inning. Hey, who cares?
All good.
One.
Yeah.
There's never any pitching changes. So you can keep flying like that. the walks, holy cow, walks are electric. So say you're up to the plate and you walk, you just start fucking running. So all nine dudes on defense have to touch the ball before you can attempt to get the guy out.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you got to throw it around.
Yeah, you got to throw it around. So in every single time, there's a bang, bang play at second. So the dude takes off running, catcher throws it to short, throws it to second, throws it to third. Meanwhile, the outfield's running in. Third to first, first to left, first to center. As the left fielder's coming across, he flips him the ball, and it's a fucking bang, bang play every time.
At second base.
At second base. Or you go to throw it to second, airmail him. Bro, it's inside the park home run.
Yeah.
So it is so important chaos not to walk dudes.
Don't
walk dudes.
Basically a double.
And on the offensive side, don't swing at balls with three strikes. Like,
could you imagine
baseball?
Huh?
Like, it's genius, right? Like,
could you imagine taking somebody to a game like that, and they're on like a hallucinogen and they're watching this unfold?
Yeah, like where does it come in? Like, I've seen like a dude on stilts
playing. Stilts pitched
and hit. So at what point are you rolling that dude out? Like, you're winning like three innings to nothing, and it's like, all right, bring in the dude with the stilts.
Yeah, or like, bro, that angle. Like, I couldn't imagine. You have to have like this huge uppercut. No one hit him.
He's just got a zero, rocking a zero. Yeah, right?
Rocking a zero.
Like a 15 strikeouts per nine.
Yeah.
Just rolling it down a chute.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
I keep saying I want to go. And every time I say I want to go, like, you get multiple people from the Bananas reaching out being like, hey, like, let's set this up. And I'm like, I mean, when the fuck am I going to end up in Savannah, Georgia? How close are you, Joey, to Savannah, Georgia?
Me?
Yeah.
Probably like, I live in Virginia, Northern Virginia.
It's like, I mean, I don't know what the fuck that means geographically.
Further than you, dude.
You're further away from Georgia than I am?
No, but it's not close. It's like probably 8 hours driving.
Well, we can get you on a plane.
Yeah, we'll get you.
We got to do that. I mean, Dallas pitched in the Field of Dreams game that we played last summer. Johnny Gomes.
Did you
lead off? I got hit. We were the only two dudes that got hit.
Yep.
Yeah. They didn't want to pitch to us, Dallas. Me and Johnny got lit the fuck up.
Yep.
I scored the game's first run because I'm a fucking freak athlete stealing bags out there, moving around and shit.
Yeah, I wasn't stealing any bags. I actually got thrown out. That was a different game at when we played in Dallas, and I got thrown out at third base by Jack White.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. I mean, I was jogging in there. Fuck it. I mean, I'm out here to sell tickets. That's it.
You're jogging? The hell?
Fuck yeah.
Dallas, I think the most athletic you've ever looked in your life is when I almost literally took your head off on that foul ball. That was a life ender for sure. It wasn't like, oh, he's got a little bump. No, he's dead on the spot. Yeah.
Which game was that? That was the Field of Dreams one?
Field of Dreams game. How that slipped through the cracks. Like,
bro,
I was up against the fence and I thought I was going to die.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can see it on this camera, but I still have the fucking tan line on my neck from that game. I burned so bad that I still, I swear to God, I still have it on my fucking neck. I just burned alive in that baseball game. I'd love to do something like that again. By the way, Johnny, I don't know. I have to tell this story again.
Yep.
Dallas has heard it. Dallas actually refused to hear it. So this might actually be the first time that he did hear it. We were playing in a game in Dallas, Texas back in November. And I'm in right field, which Dallas shames right fielders. And like some of the best right field, Roberto Clemente, Aaron Judge, Mookie Betts, just to name a few, Jared Carrabas. And
little league right fielders.
Playing this game, right? And there's a runner on first base. I believe it was Alex Avila. Ooh. And there's a knock through the right side.
Known speedster.
He's trying to, I don't even know if he's trying to go first to third. I didn't throw him out because he didn't fucking try. So I'm like,
yeah, right. Scouting report.
I was like, this might be my only chance to come up firing to third base from right field. I hit the third baseman in the chest on the fly.
No one hop.
No one hop. And it was Brent Rooker.
It's a far throw.
Minnesota Twins, Team USA. I asked him, I was like, can every big league right fielder make that throw? And he said no. And I was like, listen, I have a big league arm. And Dallas refuses to acknowledge that. But the fact is, I can make a throw that not every big league outfielder can make.
How's the transfer and the footwork?
Oh, it's beautiful.
Perfect.
Yeah, I looked
like it. I guess it has to be to make that throw.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hanging a 70. Hanging a 70 arm on.
Yeah, this isn't like a showcase where it's like, hey, we're gonna hit you a few Johnny, and we'll see if you...
Johnny, I was at Tim Tebow's tryout. Tim Tebow fell down in the outfield and had better footwork than Jared.
That's not true. It's not true. See, your words can't hurt me when I know that I've already proven it on a stage with cameras. I mean, it is what it is. It's sad that Dallas wants to protect the I'm the only big league guy in the podcast when you have active major leaguers saying like, yeah, he's got a big league arm.
I love it.
Yeah. It's just like I give the
credit where it's due. Got to give in.
I chose a more sustainable path. I wanted to be a podcaster. Could I have made it to the big leagues? Maybe.
When did you make that decision? As a 22-year-old playing against 17-year-olds? Is that when you made that
skill
decision?
Skill set-wise, yeah.
It's there. It just financially, it didn't make sense for me.
Hated flying.
Yeah, I wanted to stay in Boston. Yeah. That was a big sticking point for me where there was not a team willing to let me just play all my games in Saugus.
As a 22-year-old, I've got drinks at the bar I could buy, or I've got registration for a Legion tournament, and I'm not into that any longer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I got it. Fair decision.
Sure. I mean, listen, longevity wise, you look smarter than me right now. I can do the podcast thing until I'm like 50.
You're the guy.
All the career.
Yeah. You can always check in with the Bananas.
Exactly. I would love to play for the Bananas.
I would love to see you play for the Bananas. I would love.
Like some of those dudes are what? Those are all like D1.
Yeah, they're kids.
Yeah, they're like what are we talking like average velocity for some of these pitchers?
So
like low 90s.
Yeah.
That's what I saw.
88 to 90.
Field of Dreams.
88 to 93.
Yeah, that's easy. Yeah. Fucking spanking that shit.
Yeah. That's easy. I'm spanking that shit. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Jared, we're fucking playing for the Savannah Bananas.
All right. Just give me enough time for a second.
On the record, I'm not pitching for the Savannah Bananas. I can't do that.
Why not? Have the balls to do it.
Jake Peavy did.
Yeah, Jake
Peavy
did.
With his gold glove.
Yeah.
That was fucking beautiful, by the way.
Yeah, it was.
Saw that. He's a beautiful human.
He sure is.
Did you pitch? I mean, you've got big league innings.
I did pitch a game against the Yankees and punched dude out.
Yeah, you did.
Out. Absolutely. Yeah. I didn't pitch for the Bananas.
That was for the Braves, right?
Yep, for the Braves.
Wow. Joey's a Braves fan. Do you realize that? Is this a big moment for you, Joey?
Yeah, man. I love the Braves.
Yeah, you do?
Fucking love them.
This is my favorite team.
Yeah.
Tomahawk chop.
Yeah. Are they going to cancel that, Joey? Are they going to cancel the chop?
Do they get canceled the tomahawk chop? Yeah. I don't know, bro. But they'll be pissed.
Yeah.
They're doing it with the lights off now. I'm not going to lie. It's pretty fucking crazy cool.
What? I feel like
they do the lights off. They turn the lights off and then people get their phones out and they do the chop. And it's like, damn.
Everybody's taking a page out of the Las Vegas Aviators book. That's why.
That's weird that someone in your position would be advocating for something Las Vegas related, Dallas.
No, I'm just shouting out the Las Vegas Aviators, AAA. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's the marketing crew. I don't know who's in charge of doing that shit. Minor league, they're minor league operations person, mm-hmm. their stadium operations person, whoever the fuck it is.
You could see yourself living in Vegas at some point, or
what's that?
Maybe for work.
Buddy, I've never been to Vegas for work. Actually, that's a lie.
Yeah.
Shout out to Golden Nugget, because that's where we used to stay in AAA.
Yeah. What are they doing for attendance down there with the Bananas?
Every game sold out in an hour.
Really?
1 hour.
Do you think it's like a lot of the same people that go? Like,
no, there was people from all over the country. There's people that, we drove here from Washington.
What's the capacity?
It's wherever they have like the minor league ballparks. We did it at...
Like 15,000? What are we talking? Yeah.
Yep. Sold out in an hour. One fucking hour.
Yeah, I couldn't handle that. I would obviously, like, I have the ability, but I think I would crumble under the pressure of playing in front of that many people.
You got to do like skits. About? They got to teach you how to do like a dance and
TikToks and shit.
Mm-hmm. Did you dance?
I mix it up a little bit for the boys.
Yeah.
For the boys.
Yeah. Joe Madden loves the boys.
I think I set a Guinness Book World Record.
Four?
I got a professional hit while wearing a World Series ring.
Oh!
Oh, holla!
Yeah.
I didn't know that Guinness Book record has to be present.
Right. No, I don't think they do. I mean, it's on video. Also, I'll ask the question since no one else has the respect to. Which one?
Great point. Kansas City. Okay. Because we were in Kansas City.
I like that.
Yep.
That's a baller move.
It was for the fans.
Yeah. It's for the people.
Batting glove off. World Series on. Oh, heater from a lefty.
How much does that fucking hurt?
Nah, man. It's fucking books. Shit.
Yeah, that's why I used to wear a wedding ring on my right hand.
Uh-huh.
And I stopped wearing it because it was titanium. And then I found out that if I broke my finger while I was wearing it, that it would swell and they'd have to like cut your finger off to get the ring off.
Yep.
Like I feel like you got away with one there. Like, yeah, they could probably cut a World Series ring, but why would you want to do that?
Yeah, no, I mean, I just, you know, there was a lefty on the hill. There was no chance I was getting jammed.
Right. Yeah. And it was for the boys. Yeah. Speaking of the boys, Joe Maddon fired up the boys back in April when he intentionally walked. Who did he intentionally walk?
Yes.
Corey Seager.
Corey Seager with the bases loaded. Just the purpose was to fire up the boys. And Taylor Ward, who we've talked about on this podcast a decent amount, at the end of April was hitting 392 with a 1284 OPS. And we were all sitting here saying, what are the odds that he can keep this going? I mean, obviously, he's not going to keep this going. He's a lifelong, 250 hitter with, I guess, it's low 700s OPS. Well, in the month of May, 15 games in the month of May, Taylor Ward is hitting 359 with an 1137 OPS. He leads the majors in batting average, hitting 375 on the year. And his 1209 OPS also leads the majors, which is just above his teammate, Mike Trout.
Oh.
Taylor Ward.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's got to get some pitches to hit, right? Because Trout and Ohtani aren't.
Is Taylor Ward going to take away MVP lineup votes?
Rondon.
I just watched those dudes. They just came through town, and it was not fun.
Well, aren't you going there tomorrow?
We're going there tomorrow. They just came through town. We're going there tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we don't have to face Ohtani on the mound, which is nice.
Yeah, are you gonna ask Taylor Ward to come on this podcast so we can break down what the fuck happened?
So we're going to ask him why, how did he become the best player in baseball?
Yeah. Like, you share a team with Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani, but you're the star.
Yeah. I said to see Taylor Ward on our broadcast. I was like, nobody's giving Mike Trout any respect for being, for the way he's handled becoming the third best player on his baseball team.
We got to play it out.
It's yeah. He had a fucking grand slam. And I was just like, come on. This is not. But he's just, you know, maybe a fly ball here. Maybe I'll hit a hard ground ball.
Yeah.
But did Texas just sweep him? For the series?
Red Sox just beat him.
No.
I wanted to ask you guys.
Oh, Texas
question.
Just sweep the Halos?
Yeah.
Like a week ago?
Played last night.
I want to ask you guys this question because I got asked this question yesterday and I tried to explain it to the best of my ability. My logic, I tried to apply as much logic as I can, but I think I arrived on it's out of our control. The question was, Theo Epstein gives you a call and you want to market stars better. How do you do it? And I said, there are a lot of factors in marketing stars that are in your control that you can do. By the way, Mike Trout's never been on the cover of MLB The Show before, which is weird. But I said there are a lot of factors that are out of your control. The comparison that I made was Fernando Tatis Jr. and Juan Soto. Juan Soto, popular, people love him. But you can't control being on a good team. And you can't control if fans show up. I use Jazz Chisholm as another example. You can't control if your ballpark is banged out on a nightly basis. And you also can't control if you have an electric broadcast. Because I said that when Fernando Tatis Jr. goes out there and hits a grand slam in San Diego, the crowd's going nuts. The Padres are good. They're going to be in contention. and you have Don Orsillo on the call with one of the, like the most electric calls in the sport. All those factors combined, and you know, to Fernando Tatis's credit, great player, and he's got a look about him. I mean, he's out there, he's got the dreads, he keeps himself clean, he's got the jewelry, he's in shape, he's flashy, he'll pimp a homer, he's cool. There are a lot of factors in promoting a star, but like what, like if you get that phone call from Theo Epstein, hey, how do we market our stars better? What suggestions can you possibly give? Because those ones that I mentioned that help, I can't control those things.
For me, it's all about their willingness to engage the public and on what level they're willing to engage the public and what level they're willing to take what they enjoy socially and turn that into engagement with the public. Just using a platform that a lot of guys do today, the video game streaming platform. Do you like to play video games? Are you a gamer? Sweet. Do you stream? Sweet. Here's what we need to do. Set up a schedule. Are you into that? Are you into doing a Q&A during that? If so, there's an avenue right there. Boom. Those are simple ways to get engagement going and to create marketability, because now you're reaching a audience that doesn't necessarily have to be baseball fans. More than not, they will be, because it's a baseball player gaming, so they've heard about that from some baseball avenue. But if this baseball player is crushing some fantasy games instead of, you know, like some role player games instead of sports games, well, that's a whole different avenue. That's a whole different world. And you still create and cultivate a following there, a fan base there, because it eventually comes out that, wow, this dude who's crushing Final Fantasy is actually a big league shortstop. Like, this dude actually won a Cy Young. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like that's streaming the video games.
Yeah, video games is instantly where I go, but it, like, just in terms of a detailed answer, but it's all about willingness to engage the public and on what level. And on what level are you willing to convert what you enjoy socially into something potentially monetarily, but are you willing to take the time that you would enjoy doing this maybe on your own, by yourself, no structure, and put it in a place where there's now some structure around it, engagement, we're growing your quote-unquote brand. Because just doing things like that are part of creating a brand.
I think you do have the challenges, though. I think baseball is probably the most time-consuming sport.
Yeah.
Obviously, with 162, spring training, you're at the yard at 1 o'clock to 10 o'clock. The last thing you want to do is wake up at 9, you know, and do a stream or do anything. So the challenges are there. You want to spend one of your 10 off days in 6 months to get into some shenanigans. So I think that's where the challenging part is. It's not so much the players don't want to, but it's the free time. There's zero free time during the season.
Zero. Like straight up. We're in Minnesota. And like, it's funny. Like today, for me, instance, it's an off day. Now, what we're doing right now, like the fact that I'm kicking it with a former teammate of mine, a homie of mine, Jared, you and I have been friends and worked together for fucking 5-6 years, whatever the fuck it is. Joey, you're a decent human being. I'm still, jury's kind of still out on whether or not I like you, but you're here. Jake, best weatherman I've ever had come across my computer screen. Mm-hmm. And it's my off day, and I'm drinking beers, and I'd rather, like, there's nothing much I'd rather do. Talk baseball with guys I appreciate. But it's a fucking off day. So you do sacrifice some things. So, like you said, Johnny, you wake up at 9. Maybe you do want to play one. Maybe you want to drop in once, maybe twice with the boys on some COD, some Call of Duty. But you don't want to have to be committed here for the next fucking 2 hours. Like, I don't want to do that. So It's like, fuck, I don't know if I want to make that a commitment. I don't know if I want to do that. Well, dude, think about the social engagement. Think about growing these brands and these platforms. And you know what I mean? We're talking about the future. And like when you finish whatever in the Cy Young voting or whatever in the MVP voting, like this is way we build your brand, endorsements, off the field money, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, I think I'd rather sleep, man.
Joey, what do you got on this?
Yeah, I think it'd be tough to pull off a full-time live stream as a major leaguer. To really fucking
Trevor go. May does it, right? Like Trevor May is always streaming.
Snell.
Snell plays video games.
They get it done. I mean, that definitely helps them. I mean, I would just put fucking, you know, cameras in every fucking clubhouse. They might not, I don't know if everyone's on board, but like a reality show.
See a lot of dicks.
Yep. But I mean, what, do you ever see what the Dodgers do on YouTube?
Yeah.
Ever seen that?
Behind the scenes stuff. What is it called? Pretty cool. Yeah.
Like stuff like that, I think works well. And like, if you get just more content to put out, you got to get like a chief of going viral employed by MLB. Get someone who knows how to go viral at MLB all the time and film everything.
If you were.
Get the pranks in the dugout going and get everything on camera. That you
need
can.
A hot foot and come back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Can you get that, Dallas? Can you set it up?
All day.
Yep.
All day.
I feel like you guys have been nightmares to be teammates of. Like, at least if I were a rookie and you guys were like 7 years service time guys, I probably would not have had a good time.
No.
No. No, if you,
yeah. If we were in a clubhouse right now together and Jared, you were, you're getting hammered.
Yeah. Because obviously, like, all right, you guys have been around the block. You guys have done some things. Johnny's won a couple World Series. Dallas throwing a perfect game. I'm obviously like the 1-1, maybe 1-2 if like the team that ahead of me maybe like missed. So I'm walking in there looking great, feeling great, great shape, about to just dominate the big leagues. And you guys have to check me. I get that. I don't know that it's going to work. I don't know that it's going to work. But yeah, I would totally get it. What would you have for me?
Joey, I think that's great. I mean, just imagine a 2-minute segment of Christian Yelich like pranking someone. I think it'd be huge.
Yeah.
Like everyone would love it.
Yeah. They need stuff like that.
Yeah.
But how many players
would be on board?
Yeah. Because I mean, that was like a big point of contention when Bauer was a free agent, was how many teams are going to want a dude that's vlogging 24/7 in the clubhouse.
I think about shit like, I forget where, I think we're in Detroit. And I did a tarp slide. Like, it's raining. We're in the dugout or we're in the clubhouse just, you know, doing what you do during a rain out, playing cards, bullshitting. And I was like, I'm going to go do a tarp slide. And our manager at the time, like, no. I was like, yeah, that's probably going to happen. And so I went out, did a tarp slide. Great moment. You can find it on YouTube, Joey, I'm sure. But if social media was a thing back then, stuff like that is what fans are looking for or what fans would enjoy.
I YouTube search Dallas Braden tarp slide. The first thing that comes up is baseball and weed. Dallas Braden.
Wow.
Dave Portnoy versus MLB pitcher Dallas Braden.
Oh, that ended well.
Braden throws a perfect game. A-Rod Braden share words after double play. Yeah, there's no tarp.
You sure this isn't your Google search?
Oh, this is it.
Any Daryl Strawberry in there?
No D-Straw. If you don't beat the fuck out of Daryl Strawberry, you have no sack, Dallas. You got no
There's
sack.
There's laws against beating up elderly people in there.
I guess.
How much money does it take?
Yeah.
What if Logan Paul does this? That's his new deal, right? Putting a bunch of money on the line.
Is he the celebrity fight maker?
Yeah.
100K?
Yeah. Oh, buddy, come on. I can't. No.
You need more?
No. Yeah. Come on.
Seven figures?
There's going to have to be a couple commas in that check. Yeah.
To fight, why? You wouldn't lose.
He's 60. Buddy,
my arm. You know what it takes my arm to get going?
Yeah, but you have the rage. You have that, like, that trailer park rage where it's like, hey,
Go train with the Diaz brothers.
It doesn't take Dallas much it takes a little bit of a motivational speech to get Dallas going. And then once you get him there, like, I can't imagine that it comes down to money versus pride. That man said, Dallas, who? Tell him who, Dallas. Well,
he said he would have punched him in the face.
Yeah, he said he wanted to punch you in the face. You have to protect
yourself. That's a wild scene. Just draw that out. Like, play that out in your head. Ground ball to second, over to first, on for the out. And what's this? Strawberry is on his way to the mound? To what? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah. You've never charged the mound, have you, Johnny?
No, never.
That's insane. I feel like you were like the prototypical charge the mound guy.
No, never, never. I just want to be on first base.
Not even to fire up the boys?
No, I would intentionally walk someone with bases loaded to fire up the boys.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. That's what you got to do. What was the, I feel like, how many times in your estimation, because there's no way to know for sure, how many times do you feel like you were hit on purpose?
A decent.
Can you recall a specific time that you were hit on purpose? And were you like, honestly, that was on me. Like, I deserve that.
Well, I hit a walk-off home run against Troy Percival.
Yeah.
When he was with Detroit. Ooh. Young guy. And this was before, like, Flair was really Flair. I don't know why. I was literally watching the ball to see where it was going to land because it was just absolute moonshot in the trop over the restaurant in center field. And I just got caught up watching it. And I literally walked to first. And I remember like tripping on first being like, oh shit, I just walked.
I'm already here.
Yeah, but it's a walk off. So hopefully whatever. So the next day on my left side, I did kind of like a grid. Right.
Yeah.
I sold squares of where I thought I was going to get hit. The numbers on my thigh and all this stuff. And then I think it was like the eighth inning. Either we were up or they were up. It was a total move. Here comes Kyle Farnsworth.
Oh, and that fucking guy. Oh, Dallas loves this guy. He's crazy.
Nuts. Like, he's up there. You can see his neck vein on the mound.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
This guy, Farnsworth, doesn't follow me. We've never engaged with each other, but his name will, anytime like someone says something fucked up about me, he'll like the tweet. All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what his fucking deal is.
That's the guy. Hey, Johnny, that's the guy that I wish I could fucking dial up Farnie back then with his fucking hundo heater and just stick it in Jared's fucking ribcage, because both these dudes said they could take it.
Yeah, I would no sell it. Anyways, so he does he hit you?
He doesn't.
Does not?
Does not.
You going after Farnsworth?
No. God, no. Absolutely fucking not. I used to get hit from the Cardinals, mm-hmm. right? Because I had split Joey Votto and Jay Bruce. I always wanted to get the lefty.
Yeah.
And I would have, they would hit me in the same fucking spot every time. Carpenter, Mott, all those guys. So I was like, oh, fuck.
Just wearing out the IT man.
Yep.
I mean, the selling the squares is genius.
Yeah. I made some money.
Yeah. Did you think of that?
Yeah. Side cash.
I was going to say, like, someone has to, I feel like that would have been like handed down, like, that someone else is. I mean, I would imagine that someone from that incident has taken that and passed it down.
Hopefully.
In a clubhouse somewhere, I hope someone is still doing that.
So it was like the squares for the Super Bowl.
Right.
Or whatever, right?
Right.
Same deal.
Number
it. Squares.
Yeah.
Then dude just did their signature, $50.
You've never even considered going out there.
The only time I charged, I technically didn't charge, when this was in 2002 in San Jose, Bonzer was on the hill.
Boof Bonzer.
Yep. And
Twins legend.
Yep.
Boof. Former teammate Boof.
Top of the nine, tie game, runner on second. I hit a ball that should have been out. Absolute moonshot. But it just so happens there's a fucking 700-foot Heinz ketchup bottle.
Okay.
And it hits the top and comes in for a double. And it's like,
it's part of the wall?
Yeah. It was a fucking joke.
Back how it's shaped. It's cut out.
Yeah. It's like the wall's like right here. And then it's like literally like 40 feet Heinz ketchup. And it goes, the ball would have went 480 feet. Turned into a double. So of course I'm slow out of the box, right? And that was a winning run, or would have been. Next inning, first batter, four pitch walk. homer, walk off them. They're like yelling at me, like, ah, da, da. I'm like, yeah, cool, whatever. I pimped it. Sorry, whatever. So they're like, we're gonna hit you tomorrow. I'm like, yeah, fuck.
I think they said that.
Yeah, I think I lead the league and hit my pitches. Ooh, bummer.
Yeah.
So first at bat, up and in my head, and I turn to the catcher. I don't remember him. I go, here are the rules for this at bat. If I get hit, I'm fucking whooping your ass. I'm not running out there to do the 1-on-7 trick. Yeah. I'm just going to turn around. We're going to fight. You know, person. Like, oh. Hey, bro. Just laying down the rules. And I didn't get hit. Then next at bat, again, outside, inside, up and in. Right? And I turned around. I said, same rules, bud. Same rules. Third at bat, get hit. Catcher stands up, takes his mask off, and I go, poof. And he goes, noop. I was like, oh, that escalated quick.
Yeah. Yeah. We good here? Yeah.
Let him know the rules.
And then it was just an absolute melee. Melee.
Is there a video of this anywhere?
Yeah. I have it on VHS.
Ah.
Oh.
We got to get that.
What a fucking idiot. Why would he take his mask off? You told him you're going to knock him out.
Yeah. That's like taking your helmet off on the football field. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I laid the rules out.
Yeah.
I got.
And then you laid him out.
Yeah. And broke his jaw.
Ooh.
And
damn.
He ended up having to get his jaw wired.
Yikes.
Yeah. And then I.
So you get suspended for that?
I did. Just a little 5-day vacay.
Hmm.
It's okay, though.
All good.
So, yeah, that was the only time. It was because of me for the fight. All the other times were saving the homies.
Right. Yeah, I fucking remember that, you motherfucker. I forgot about this. I was there that day. We're coming up on the anniversary. I think it was in June of 2008. I don't even know what the fuck the... I don't know why you guys were mad at Coco. I think he like went hard into second or something like that, right?
He stole... No.
I think he spiked someone at second.
No, I think like our second base or shortstop like dropped a knee on a tag.
Was it Bartlett?
Could have been Bartlett or Akinori.
Yeah.
And okay. Like
Iwamura.
Yep.
Yeah. So I'm there. And I think Coco might have said something preemptively. Like, I think he like announced, like, I'm going out there if they hit me today.
Yep.
And James Shields drills Coco in the ass. He turns around, runs. And to this day, I don't think Coco gets enough credit for ducking that first right from Big Game James, where it was some Matrix shit. Like, I think
people don't understand. Coco is a gold glove boxer.
Boxer. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That exchange, you can just tell right away it's neither one of their first fight.
Yeah. You know,
with that haymaker and that head movement, it's like they've done this before.
Yes. Yeah. So Coco goes out there, fucking matrixes out of a right hook. No one really connected on anything, but Gomes gets out there. And he's throwing these fucking haymakers. I hated you. I've told Johnny this like 50 times at this point. But I was like, this fucking guy is throwing closed fist fucking hammer haymakers in the dog pile. And it was, I don't know who else was like, no one else at that point, I think, was throwing punches. But I think Iwamura was in there. Like, so like Coco was pinned to the ground and he was throwing these little fucking
sides. That was CeCe. Carl Crawford.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That was insane. And then you guys ended up being teammates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's my center fielder. We worked out together that offseason.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you connect on any of those?
Oh, yeah.
What did he say at that point, like when, like after that brawl?
Nothing. I mean, like, again,
it was never addressed ever again.
No.
How?
It was just that shit that happens. Right? It had absolutely nothing to do with Coco.
Yeah.
It could have been anybody that I'm just going to go protect my teammate for. Mm. Wasn't like, huh? And we had a great relationship in Oakland. Had a great relationship that offseason.
That's shit you do for a teammate.
Yeah. Boys club.
Yeah. Again, I mean, he obviously accepted that if he never had an issue moving forward. I mean, immediately afterwards, he was like, all right, yeah, cool. Good fight.
Yeah. Tip your hat.
Yeah.
Good job. Go ice up.
Yeah, I can't remember who else, like, because there was like 7 different suspensions from that brawl.
Yeah, there was a melee.
Yeah. I remember, like, breaking it down, like, game by game. That was back in, like, the OG Sox-based days. I was like, oh, we're waiting on all the all the suspensions to come in. There was like someone got 7, someone got 5. They sprinkled them. It wasn't like a universal, like everyone banging everyone for 7 games, knocking it down to a few. Yeah.
Well, that's back when a bench clearing brawl was a fight.
Yeah.
Now we're kind of, it's just like chihuahuas.
Yeah.
Someone's going to punch you pretty soon.
Yeah. Well, tell that to Amir Garrett.
Oof.
Yeah.
Charge the dugout.
Charge
the AG's
charge
about the
it. Team. Yeah, he's about that life. Nolan Arenado's about that life. We already had this conversation earlier, but people were calling Nolan a pussy for barking when he... Who was that with the Mets? Yeah, right?
Yeah, someone up and in at the head.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when everyone was hitting the Mets, and then they went up and in.
Yeah. It's not the same game. But yeah, if you want to actually go to a Major League Baseball game for your chance to see two teams beat the shit out of each other, use the SeatGeek app. You got to download the SeatGeek app. Did you know that your butt has a favorite app? It's SeatGeek. I actually, last night, a mutual friend of Johnny Gomes, Fandango.
Yep.
Formerly of the WWE, I went to the game with him and his dad. They grew up in Maine near Portland. They got into the Sea Dogs. Obviously, you become a Red Sox fan. Did you ever do any rehab in Havelock?
I just signed 2001, played till 16, never went on the DL.
That's true.
Yeah, I think we went over that.
Yeah, we went over that earlier. I forgot about that.
Yep.
Johnny Gomes, never fucking on the DL.
That's so crazy. Never did a rehab stint.
No, never had to do it. Yeah, we used the SeatGeek app last night. Three of us went to the game. And shout out to SeatGeek for throwing a promo code over here. SeatGeek is so beloved by butts everywhere that they've made it the highest rated ticketing app. Whether it's concerts, baseball, basketball, football, festivals, or anything else, SeatGeek puts tickets from all over the web in one place to make buying simple. SeatGeek rates every ticket from 0 to 10 to make sure you're getting a good deal. Green means good, red means bad. And you can take $20 off your first purchase with the promo code Jared, J-A-R-E-D, at SeatGeek.com or on the SeatGeek app. That is promo code Jared for $20 off your first SeatGeek order. SeatGeek, get your seat in a seat and download the app today. Dallas is on his day off. He just had to skedaddle. He's got like a little like girls brunch or whatever he's doing.
I'm a customer of SeatGeek.
Are you?
Yeah, we just purchased some Dude Perfect tickets.
Did you?
No big deal.
What do they do? I mean, like, I know that they're doing trick shots, but like, do they do like stadium tours? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy, their tour. They do like, I think it's 58 cities in 59 days.
That's nuts.
Fucking.
What do they do? Just set up a hoop and start chucking?
Another YouTube, Google. They do some fucking crazy shit.
Wild.
Yeah. Kids love it.
The kids do love it. How many kids you got now?
We're at the NBA, starting 5.
Okay.
Starting 5. I mean,
what's the age range?
Looking at it for me, it's like with these jeans that I have.
That's true.
Right? I mean, they're just straight investments.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Some people get stocks and stuff. I just have kids.
You're investing in kids.
Age gap is 7 months to 12.
That's a gap.
Yep. Yep.
You would think that, you know, you finally get like a 12-year-old. It's like, I'm not trying to like change diapers anymore. And you're like, let me get back in there.
Or you get the 12-year-old to change a diaper.
Ah.
That's pro.
Yes.
That's pro.
Yes. A self-sustaining system.
Yes.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I'm happy for you.
Love it.
Joe, you got kids?
Kids are great.
Not yet. We're planning on it.
Practicing.
Are you? Any day now.
Look at that. Yeah, good for you. No condoms, Joey.
That's right.
Dude fucking hates it.
Allergic, man.
Yeah. Jake's takes, what do we got?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Sox, we talked about it on the Red Sox podcast. We can't say that they're back.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to say that, but let's just say things might be looking up. They got a easy schedule coming up.
Mm-hmm.
4 big ones with the Mariners this weekend, starting tonight. Coming off a huge complete game by Nicky Smooches.
Yep.
Nick Pivetta, for those of you who aren't familiar.
We don't observe.
Right. So yeah, if I were you, I would just take a peek at the Sox over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah. Johnny Gomes is going to be in the booth tonight, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be in the booth. We talking Home Run Derby X.
Oh.
Yep.
So how does this work? What is like the rule? Because I know like Major League Baseball has their rules for like the home run derby, and it's like a clock. Like, how is this going to work? You got outs or is it old school?
30 pitches, mm-hmm. right? And the field.
30 pitches or 30 swings?
Swings.
Okay.
Swings. So you got home plate. So the direction is dead center. So imagine like where shortstop is, where second base is. So it's basically like a slice of pie, right? The outfield wall is only like 110 feet. 30 swings, hitting homers, and whoever's not hitting homers is in the field. Catch a fly ball, get a point. There's also big, like, balloons that you hit are targets for points there.
How high are they? Like, are you encouraging the guys at the plate to hit line drives?
No, we're looking moonshots, so it's like real high. They're even having plans of like fucking hanging drones out there, flying targets and shit.
Didn't we take out the drone at the Field of Dreams game, like in the first inning?
$5,000 air.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that cable.
Yeah.
But yeah, the first one's in London, second one's in Seoul, South Korea, and then Mexico City. And each team has like content creator. Ours is named Liv Cookie. She's an ex-pro soccer player. Now does all kinds of kicking tricks. She's actually in town. Long flight from London to Boston, but she's in the house.
How long is that flight?
It's over a lot of water.
Yeah.
I think it's like 15 from Arizona, so probably 12-ish.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Great shot. I'm doing it.
You're doing it.
I'm fucking doing it.
Yeah.
Traveling this.
You live for this shit.
Yeah, I live for this shit. Travel the world and hit homers. Fucking sign me up.
Yeah. That's a deal and a half.
Yeah.
Joey, would you travel the world to hit homers?
Pay me. Yeah, they got to pay me, though.
That's true.
That's all I care about, honestly.
What's your number? If I was like, hey, Joey, I'm going to give you an opportunity to travel to fucking South Korea and London and Mexico to hit homers. But what's it going to take? What's the number on the check?
So I'm guaranteed to hit homers. So you like, that gives me the powers.
You have Johnny Gomes' ability to hit homers.
Yeah, I would definitely pay to do that. Like, I would pay.
You would pay them.
See? Hell yeah.
We need to get you an agent, Joey.
You can be my swing coach and come with me.
I feel like Joey would be... I feel like you would be a very entertaining participant in such a thing.
Yeah, well, I don't know why they didn't ask. I am a content creator.
That's true. Yep. You ever hear of Joey's YouTube channel?
I haven't.
Baseball Doesn't Exist. You've probably said are you on YouTube much?
Yeah.
He makes literally some of the best baseball content on YouTube.
I'm all over it. All right. I'm gonna subscribe right now.
What video, if you were to say, like, if you want to get Johnny Gomes hooked on your channel right now and you only have one video to do it, which one are you recommending?
Maybe the Madison Bumgarner one.
Like, I know it's like recency bias, but I feel like the Madison Bumgarner one would get him.
Bumgarner, I mean, you know. I got something for everyone, man. You know, that's true. The good thing about my channel. You go on there and everybody loves it, no matter who you are, what you like.
Who is tweeting about it? Like Wale?
Wale gave me a shout out. Yeah. Rod Carew. I don't think Rod Carew watches my video. I think Rod Carew likes my Twitter account, but I don't think Rod Carew is in charge of his Twitter account. But
didn't Rod Carew retweet you the other day because you had the video? What did he retweet? It was the Aaron Boone one?
No, I forget what that was, but he did say like, "What the crap?"
I did want to hit on that. Aaron Boone complaining about ballpark dimensions, how they moved back left field in fucking Baltimore.
Baltimore, yeah, fucking graveyard.
There's not a single employee of the New York Yankees who has the right to complain about ballpark dimensions anywhere.
Fact.
Anywhere, can't do it.
Yeah, right field line.
Can't do it.
Short porch. Fucking, you got fans hanging over the wall stealing homers.
No, thanks. Johnny, what do you got the rest of the day? You want to go fucking, you want to grab lunch? You hungry?
Yeah, let's grab lunch.
Yeah, let's grab lunch.
Let's go meet that Liv Cook gal.
Where is she at?
She at the hotel.
Okay.
I'll do that a little later.
All right.
Maybe get on Dallas's level, even though it's 3 hours later here and it's okay to have a beer.
That's true, yeah. That's
guys, 9 a.m.
Unbelievable.
It's his day off. He deserves
it. Day off.
Let's go
see the people.
Bostonians.
All right. Thanks for listening. Like and subscribe to the YouTube channel. And keep telling your friends about Baseball is Dead. I mean, we're out here trying to grow the game. Johnny's out there traveling the goddamn world trying to grow the game. You got Joey making his YouTube videos trying to grow the game. And then you got Jake just as a global superstar himself in the baseball space. So, hey, we're out here. We're making an effort. Tell your friends. And we'll see you on Monday.